It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.
A young researcher in international trade policy is making a case for Barbadian and Caribbean artists to display and sell their goods and services internationally at far lower costs by using the metaverse. According to Chelsea Brathwaite, a researcher at the Sridhar Ramphal Center for International Trade, quote, CARICOM member states can leverage the metaverse to establish a trade presence globally and display cultural and creative goods that are linked to real-world assets, unquote. In an article researched with financial strategist Nikolai Lane, it is noted that CARICOM recorded $54 million in exports of creative goods in 2015. The metaverse is a virtual world and real world combining that permit financially strapped small economies such as the Caribbean to avoid the brick and mortar cost of setting up consulates and still engage countries in trade and business relationships. For the creative industry, which includes poets, singers, digital art and fashion designers, or production or producers of heritage products, the emerging Web 3.0 and metaverse could be an opportunity to diversify some of the region's tourism-based economies. In delivering the recent budget to Parliament, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley spoke of government's commitment to fintech, blockchain, and cryptocurrencies, and providing opportunities for innovation, including the creative industries. We are open to all cutting-edge technology and ideas, Prime Minister Motley contends. In this regard, she mentioned non-fungible tokens, which again are the creative industry products and services mentioned by Brathwaite and Lane, and the terminology of decentralized autonomous organizations or DAOs, which are businesses operating virtually without bosses and boards of directors. As interest in non-fungible tokens rise, the NFT market cap could expand to more than $35 billion by 2022, while online publisher CoinDesk further reports market cap might very well reach $80 billion by 2025. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you. Blockchain Business is brought to you by RBC. Reimagine new ways to bank better.